W. Roestiger is the founder of Hot House of Truth, which, in case you haven't heard of it, is a place designed by God to awaken his bride by the preaching of his uncompromising word, to purify her by his fire, to equip her by his spirit, and to send her out full of oil and fire. Well, Roestiger is releasing his new juicy book called Chunks of Meat. Have you ever wondered why you haven't grown in your Christian walk? Do you wonder why you have not reached the fullness of Christ? Or have you wondered why you haven't manifested as a mature son or daughter? Well, stop wondering. All you need to do is change your diet. It's time to eat heavenly protein. It's time for you to reach full maturity in Christ. It's time to grow up. The book Chunks of Meat is at your table, and it's free. It's for you. Just come and eat. Truth Not For Sale. Log on and download your free copy today at hothouseoftruth.com. Hey there, listeners. You are listening to the Charisma News Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Rose Spaudo, and I want to give a warm welcome to our guest today, Cal Pierce. He's the founder of Healing Rooms Ministries, which, in case you don't know, is a ministry where they pray over the sick to see them healed. And interestingly, they're actually celebrating their 20th anniversary on July 22nd. So, Cal, welcome to the podcast, and thank you for talking to us today.
Well, thank you, Jenny. It's a pleasure to be on the program.
Well, definitely. It's a pleasure to have you here. So, before we dive in, can you just very quickly explain to us what healing rooms are and what they do for those listening who maybe haven't heard of them before?
Yes, Healing Rooms Ministries is a global ministry that's in over 3,000 locations in 74 countries around the world. And a healing room is a place in a church or a marketplace where people can go in and sign in for free and receive prayer for physical things, emotional, marital issues, anything that they need prayer for. And they sign in as going into a doctor's office. You sign in, there's a waiting room, and then there's a team of people from many churches in the community that are trained to pray for the sick. And there's usually three team members that pray for one person. And they deal a lot with whatever the problem is, whether there's a root issue to the sickness or whatever. So that's basically what a healing room is. And people can come back as often as they want. And it's free and so forth.
Wow, that sounds amazing. I actually have so many questions. But the one thing I do want to ask right now is, you mentioned not just churches, but marketplaces. Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. So yes. How does that work exactly, having these healing rooms in the marketplace?
Well, we have like in places like in India, where they don't have a building available, they meet once a week under a tree.
Wow.
You know, or at a street corner at a consistent time, and people just come up and receive ministry. So it doesn't have to be in a church, although probably 60-70% of the healing rooms are located in churches because they're available. But the ultimate place is a marketplace, a storefront where people can just come in from all different walks of life and receive prayer and ministry and come to know Jesus and know him as their healer.
Wow, that's so fascinating. Do you guys get mostly Christians who come to these healing rooms, or do you actually get some unbelievers too?
Oh, yes. We get people from all different backgrounds. We just heard from some of the Arab nations, Muslims coming into the healing rooms and receiving a healing as a sign that leads them to Jesus. And then they come to Christ through the work. So, yeah, so we do get sometimes we'll have a family member who's a Christian. They'll bring another family member who's sick, and they'll come in and have an encounter and receive healing and come to Christ.
Wow. So it sounds like these healing rooms are almost all over the world. How many countries are you guys in?
Well, we're in 74 countries right now. And we have healing rooms in some countries where we're not allowed to list them on our website.
Okay.
That's why our numbers, total number is greater than what we have on the website, because we have some in Russia, some in India, and some in places like that, some spots in Africa and so on, where they're not allowed to be listed, and because of the danger, you know. And we do see that, like China, for instance.
Right.
But they still operate, you know.
Mm-hmm. So then everyone who runs these healing rooms, they're raised up through your ministry then, or how does that work?
Yes, we have a training program that they go through. And so in a country where we're coming into a new country, we look for a person who has a vision for the nation, and then we work with them for a year and make them a contact person. And then after that, they can become a national director if everything works fine. And then they help to steward the birthing of Hebrews throughout the nation. So that way we have divisional directors who kind of like for South America, Eastern Europe, Western Europe, Southeast Asia, and they kind of oversee national directors within their sphere of influence. So that way we can maintain the integrity of how the Hebrew operates from nation to nation, because our goal is that it has to be the sick. It has to be, you know, creating a safe place for people to come to and receive ministry and just receive it in the love of Christ, so they can have an encounter with God that they deserve.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. So kind of walk me through what happens when someone comes to one of these healing rooms. You said they sign in and then they go into the room. And then what happens?
Well, they'll sign in, and then there'll be a waiting time, and we try to keep each session about 15-20 minutes, because you don't want to go a real long time and have the waiting room filled with people who have to wait hours.
Absolutely.
But they'll go into the room, and for instance, if they have an outward manifestation of sickness, and maybe there's an inward issue or a root cause to the problem. So the team will really kind of focus on the root issue. You know, maybe there's unforgiveness or a root of bitterness, or just maybe someone's a believer and they haven't really understood the Word of God on healing. Maybe they need to know that. So the team will focus on that root issue and get the root dealt with, and then pray for the manifestation of the healing to take place. So it's a restorational work, if you think of it from that standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want to deal with just the outward manifestation and have them go home and then have that problem reoccur. So we go after the root of what caused that problem and deal with that root so that the whole person can be impacted by the whole God.
Okay, so then what I'm hearing you say is that a lot of these physical issues are actually rooted in spiritual or emotional problems. Is that correct?
Yes, a lot of them are. Not everything, but
right.
we have a booklet called "How to Minister to Specific Diseases," where we list kind of the root issues to different types of infirmities, like osteoarthritis. You know, it's typically in a lady who's maybe it's a find it a lot with a grandmother or something that's taken on the burden of the grandkids and the family, and because of that she has a tendency to carry the burden of all of the weight of what's happening in the family on her, and it begins to affect her joints and manifest into something called osteoarthritis. So we have to deal with that, the fact that she needs to put that burden on Jesus, pray for the family, walk in faith, and ask the Lord to forgive her for carrying the burden that she should have given to him. And when she does, then that manifestation of healing begins to take place in her body, because the root of where it came from is no longer there.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah.
So that kind of leads me to my next question is, do you have any testimonies of people who have been healed and you know it's specifically because they were prayed over in one of these healing rooms?
Yes. We just received some current testimonies just in the last few months. This is in this May from Singapore. A lady came into the healing room there with stage 4 kidney cancer, received prayer, felt a burning sensation in the area of her kidneys, and went back to the doctor, and they said they found no sign of kidney cancer in her body, and she was completely healed.
Oh my goodness!
Then we have one here from England in Europe, and this was a lady who went to the doctor, and she had broken the patella near her femur had been broken, and she was in terrible pain. Come into the healing rooms, received prayer, went back to the doctor, and he said, "I can find no sign of a break." And she had full mobility, and he sent her home. She was completely healed.
Oh my goodness!
Then we have one from our national director in Africa, and it was a lady that had her uterus and fallopian tubes removed by a doctor, and she received prayer. She actually took her daughter in, and when they prayed for her daughter, she was healed. She began to feel sensation where she didn't have it before. And it says here she went back to her gastroenterologist who did the surgery and removed the uterus and removed the fallopian tubes. And they did a scan, and he said it was all back. It had returned completely, and she started having her monthly period once again. You know, I mean, they were just blown away. They couldn't believe it.
That's incredible.
You know, well, actually, it's just God, because he says all things are possible to you who believe, you know. And
That's so true. So
often we're surprised, you know, when these things happen, but you're only surprised at something you don't expect to happen.
Hmm.
See, God's going to get us to a place where we have an expectation of faith to see these kinds of miracles happen, because the God who created the world can fix anybody that's in the world. And that's because that's who he is. Then we have one from Santa Cruz here in the U.S. And someone had a little boy had a parasite, and they couldn't figure out how to get rid of it. And he was literally starving to death. Doctors were unable to deal with the parasite. And he received prayer, went home. He started eating, and he had no symptoms. Went back to the doctor, and he was perfect, and he was completely healed. The parasite had died and gone through his body.
Wow, that is so good. That is so
good. And then a man with a brain cancer was scheduled for an operation, received prayer, and was on chemotherapy, and they had to stop it because there was no hope. And after prayer, went back to the doctor. He was completely healed. No sign of brain cancer. And that's what God does, because Jesus bore our sickness, carried our pain on the cross, and he did it so we don't have to. So what we're seeing happening is Jesus is receiving what he paid for.
That is so good.
He bore these sicknesses. He bore these diseases. He paid for it so we wouldn't have to. So now he's getting what he paid for on the cross. Isn't that great?
That's amazing. God is so good. Jesus is so good. And, you know, as we're talking about the healing rooms and you're about to celebrate the 20th anniversary, it kind of makes you think back to the beginning. You know, whenever we celebrate anniversaries, we think back.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you, how did this all even begin? Was this just a vision that God gave you, or how did that happen?
Well, no. My wife and I grew up in Redding, California, and we were going to Bethel Church, and I was a real estate developer, and I had my life all planned out. I was going to retire and go RVing. And then in 1996, we got a new pastor by the name of Bill Johnson, who'd been hungry for an encounter of God in the church. And, of course, we knew about Brownsville and Toronto and the revival that was taking place here in the U.S. as well as around the world. And so that began to happen at Bethel Church, and God just, because I thought for all my life God was coming to fix me. But I read in the scripture, the scripture said, it's not I that lives, but he lives in me.
Amen.
And it finally dawned on me, I'm going to die so that he can live. That God didn't, because God said, I didn't want to fix you because I didn't want you to be the way you were. So God just began to encounter my wife and I and just renovated our life. And I started, through that process, began to read about books like God's Generals and the great faith healers like John G. Lake, who was in Spokane, and my wife and I had never been to the state of Washington in our life. And the Holy Spirit, just one day I was teaching a class at Bethel Church on healing, and the Lord said, I'm going to send you somewhere you've never been because I want to show you something you've never seen. And I said, Lord, where am I going? He says, you're going to drive from Redding to a place called Spokane, Washington, and pray for 3 days. So I drove all the way 12 hours up to Spokane, and I had read about John G. Lake and the ministry he had here called Healing Rooms, but I'd forgotten about that until I told the class I was going to go up and pray for 3 days and wouldn't be there the following Sunday, and my wife would take the class, and a lady in the class had the Copeland book on the life of John G. Lake and said that's where John G. Lake had Healing Rooms, and I had forgotten that. So I come up, and the only thing I could think to do, I said, well, I know nobody, never been to the state of Washington, never been to Spokane. I'm going to go to the gravesite of this man, see if I can find the gravesite of this man, John G. Lake, and just pray there. And that's what I did, and I came and prayed, and the Holy Spirit began to move us up here. And so we moved to Spokane, not knowing about starting Healing Rooms, but I had such a encounter just praying and visiting the Holy Spirit at the gravesite of John Lake that I kept going back there for a year and 3 months, and I prayed. You know, when you have to go to a graveyard to have an encounter with God, you're pretty desperate. And I went there for a year and 3 months, and I pressed into God, and Finally the Lord said, I want you to redig the generational wells of healing that John G. Lake had here, reopen up that well, and begin to see the healing flow out of that well. And that's what we did in Spokane. And we did that in July 22nd, 1999, and opened up that well of healing once again after 80 years. And it just began to flow, and people started coming, and we started the International Association to create a model of how we pray for the sick in every healing room around the world. And that's how it got started. And, you know, so here we are 20 years later with our international offices here in Spokane, and stewarding this work all over the world. And it's been an amazing adventure in God, you know. So we're blessed to do that. We're blessed to be able to serve in the kingdom of God in this way.
Amen. That is a beautiful story of just how God spoke to you and used you, and you were so desperate for him. And it just reminds me of all the different scriptures that basically say, when you seek God, you will find him. When you seek him with all your heart, you know, and that's just very encouraging to hear. So you have had, I would say, a successful 20 years. You're in 74 different countries. You have so many healing rooms. But what's in the future for you guys? What is your goal for, say, the next 5 years or so?
Well, you know, we really feel that God is getting ready to awaken the world, basically, and awaken America. You know, this August we have Dutch Sheets and Chuck Pierce coming here to do the Awakening the Plow in our facility, and we just feel like it's time that the church awakens to more of what God has, so that we can establish his kingdom with greater authority, and because we have more revelation of what's available in the kingdom of God that we can bring onto the earth. And so we feel that part of that is receiving revelation of what the new wine looks like, and getting the wineskin reworked to receive this new wine, you know, because I think God's ultimate goal has never been sickness, you know, or healing. It's what healing produces, a body that isn't sick. Because we don't get healed in order to get sick. The purpose of healing is that we don't have sickness in the body. So healing is God's power. Health is our power. So I believe that God wants us to begin to walk in health. And I've been doing this for a number of years because when I was in Holland, I had a heart attack. And, you know, I'd always been tall and thin, but I'd gained a lot of weight. And the Holy Spirit said, you know, I want you to stop messing with my body. And I said, what do you mean? He says, well, you were bought with a price. I want you to glorify me in your body. And you have a responsibility, because if you keep messing up your body, you and I both will be out of it, you know. So I had to begin to be to not just steward my spirit, but I had to steward my physical body as well, because my physical body is the temple of God.
Right.
My physical body is the body of Jesus, and we can't just steward the spirit man and not steward the physical man. So I began to change my diet and began to exercise, and I went from 240 pounds down to 199, and I'm stronger than I've been in 20 years or more.
Wow.
You know, and I haven't had it as so much as one attack of a cold in 12 years. You know, because I feel like there's, you know, when we take this responsibility, we will begin to connect our physical immunity with our spiritual immunity and create a strong immune defense in the body. You know, so we're beginning to learn about this and beginning to walk in this kind of stewardship as well. So, you know, we got to get the body of Christ healed, but we also have to begin to steward our bodies and take responsibility, because if we're going to run this race, if we're going to bring an awakening and revival into the world, we have to do it with strength. We can't do it if we're sick and flat on our back.
That's a good word. Very good word.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that there is just so much, this is such a deep topic. There's so much more we could talk about and, you know, go into. And unfortunately, we're basically out of time today, but I want our listeners to be able to kind of take this and run with it. So after they're done listening to this podcast, where can they go to find out more about you and your ministry?
Well, they can go to healerrooms.com and they can contact us at healing@healerrooms.com. And we have a phone number, area code 509-456-0517. And they can learn about Healer Room, get training, because we feel the vision is to have a Healer Room in every city and every nation. So you only need a Healer Room in a city where you have sick people.
Right.
So that's every city. So anyway, that's how they can contact us.
Wonderful. And just for us to close out, do you mind praying for those listening today?
Yes. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jenny. Father, we just thank you for what you're doing on the earth today. We thank you, Father, that Jesus bore our sickness, carried our pain. By his stripes, we are healed. And Lord, that we can all receive that. We can receive the grace of God, because healing is not just for somebody. It's for everybody, because Jesus is no respecter of persons. So, Father, I just ask that, you know, anyone listening to this podcast, and they can just say, Jesus, I want to receive my healing, and receive it. And Lord, those that have a vision to establish a healing room, give them just divine connection to make that happen, that the broken would be healed and restored. Because Jesus, you want your body to begin to exemplify what the body of Christ should be in this hour. So Father, just release that love and that blessing onto the bride of Christ in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Cal. And again, we appreciate you having you on this show. It's been great.
Oh, thank you so much, Jenny. Bless you so much, and thank you for having me.
God bless you. And listeners,
okay,
if you...
honey.
Oh, absolutely. And listeners, if you want to hear more incredible interviews like this one, just keep tuning in to the Charisma News Podcast. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.